Hi, this is Brian. Welcome to today's Philosopher's Notes podcast, Seneca on Pleasures and Punishments. So Seneca says from Letters from a Stoic, quote, so-called pleasures, when they go beyond a certain limit, are but punishments, end quote. The Stoic philosophers, which Seneca was one, around the same time that Jesus lived and taught, these guys were deeply influenced by the classic Greek philosophers like Aristotle, and they were all about self-control, self-mastery, and virtuous living. And this whole idea here that so-called pleasures, when they go beyond a certain limit, are but punishments, reminds me of Aristotle's virtuous mean from a book called The Nicomachean Ethics. In it, Aristotle says, quote, for both excessive and insufficient exercise destroy one's strength, and both eating and drinking too much or too little destroy health, whereas the right quantity produces, increases, or preserves it. So it is the same with temperance, courage, and the other virtues. This much then is clear. In all our conduct, it is the mean that is to be commended. So Aristotle establishes the fact that virtue lies between the vice of excess and the vice of deficiency. And Seneca reminds us here that so-called pleasures, when they go past a certain point, become punishments. Powerful stuff. So the spotlight is back on you, as it tends to be in these podcasts. What pleasures in your life are you taking so far that they've become punishments? It could be drinking a bit too much, eating a bit too much, watching a bit too much TV, which would be just past any. Just kidding, mostly. It could be spending too much time online, whatever. What is it for you? And how can you get back to the virtuous mean? And remember this the next time you go out hitting the bars. Seneca says, drunkenness is nothing but a self-induced state of insanity.